I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
A surprising admission in court today from the last man with unresolved charges in the killings of four people in a basement in West Philadelphia. KYW Crime and Justice reporter Kristen Johansson has the update.
Keith Gardner admitted to the judge that he was part of the murders of sisters 17-year-old Yalia Hall and 20-year-old Tyana Hopkins and stepbrothers Akeem Maddox and Maurice Taylor Williams, pleading guilty to four counts of third-degree murder, robbery, and gun charges. All four victims were found shot in their heads on the floor of a basement home along Malcolm Street in November of 2018. Prosecutors say Gardner, Jaleel Porter, and Robert Long set up a fake drug sale with the stepbrothers, who found a stash in the home they were renovating, but the trio robbed and killed them instead.
It's a release, but not going to bring my granddaughters back.
Sharon Hopkins is the grandmother of the two sisters.
Yeah, Tyana always called, check up on me and my husband and say, how we doing?
She sat in on each one of the pleas. Porter and Long have also pleaded guilty to third-degree murder. All three men will be sentenced this spring and likely face at least 30 to 60 years in prison. At the Criminal Justice Center, Kristen Johansson, KYW News Radio.